The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain. How you doing, Jack? Sorry, I'm trying to watch a lot of Friends, trying to channel my inner Joey.
Oh my God. He was hot though. I'd totally fuck him.
If I was a chick, I'd do him.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd fuck him now. I don't think he aged well. So we are here at the O Face Podcast, and today we are talking about unicorn sunshines and glitter.
Or is it love the unicorns.
Unicorn rainbows and glitter. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Sunshine, lollipops, and
rainbows. So, what is a unicorn? This is kind of lifestyle 101.
We're going back to that. With a horn.
That fucks you with it?
Captain Jack, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in the muggle world. How about the swinger world?
Oh, the swinger world. Oh, yeah.
Swinger world.
So, why don't we ask the unicorn in the room?
Oh, excellent. Welcome to the podcast, Miss Kinkerbell.
Thank you for having me, guys.
You're welcome. We love having you here. You're a unicorn.
Yes, I am.
What's that?
A unicorn is a single woman involved in the lifestyle. 90% or so of couples, when they first get into the lifestyle, are seeking that single female.
Yep.
And so they're very hard, very rarely found.
That's what they say.
Yes. But we are around.
We found one. She's sitting at our table.
We found one, but there's a lot of you guys at the club.
There's a lot of us at the club.
And it's because it's a safe environment, yeah.
Oh, absolutely safe. This is the only place that I can come to where I can dress as sexy and slutty as I want, dance as sexy and suggestively as I want, and there's no expectations. There's no...
Or wear your Minnie Mouse PJs, onesie.
Comfortable is sexy. It's
comfortable is sexy. So okay. Is crass and funny. That's how I get so much dick.
I can dress and act however I want, and I'm not pressured here, and so I'm free to be me.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, before we get too deep into this nonsense, we have a drink of the week.
Oh, no way.
Last time you guys tortured me with that.
That was good.
What, hula hoop? What the fuck was that?
The hula hula.
Hula hula.
Hula
hula. Where'd you come up with that recipe?
Actually, that recipe was sent to me by a fan.
Oh, we actually sweet.
We actually got.
Fan mail.
A fan mail. We got an email. Yes.
Are we allowed to read it on air?
No.
Damn.
That's okay.
Send us some mail.
So basically...
We can read it on air if we get permission.
Right.
And it's not divulging too much personal information.
Yeah. And I just basically didn't get any permission. So
that's
it's
fine.
All good. But the contents of the email were pretty much as follows. Jealous of the Serafina calendar. You guys should maybe investigate Serafina trading cards.
Serafina, for those who don't know.
The burlesque dancer who features here prominently.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the calendar a couple weeks ago.
She's so very awesome.
She's
hot.
She's
saucy. Yes, super
hot. And she's so sweet.
Yeah.
She is. She could totally be a bitch, and she's not. She's just so...
No, right?
She's awesome.
Yes.
I freaking love her.
Yeah. That, and then there was a condemnation for me for the glaring lack of orgeat syrup in my Mai Tai.
Nice.
That I introduced you to. I did counter with but there was pineapple syrup in there. And I don't know. I haven't received a mail back yet to see if I'm, you know, to be chastised again. But
do
there
we
were
need
three,
to have a lesson in customer service.
There
you
were
just say thank you, sir. Can I please have some more?
No, I did that too. But I was also saying, but my orgeat was out. So
that's so funny. When you first told me that story, I thought that it was orgy.
Yeah,
that you were saying.
Orgy syrup.
Orgy syrup.
I would never run out of orgy syrup. Never.
I just got that. Sorry, a little slow.
So he actually sent three drink recipes, one of which was the hula hula from last week.
So you have 3 weeks of bullshit for me lined up.
Fuck yes, I do. And not all of them are gin. That's okay. The rest of them are rum, so that's going to be good. There's a daiquiri recipe.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome.
I'll make a good drink.
Not any of that bullshit, you know, spun up with the ice and the knives and shit. Fucking real daiquiri. So, yeah.
Next so, week. I'm countering your delicious cocktail, the Hula Hula, that you made last week.
Yes, right. Yes, yes.
With, this is a wonderful winter drink.
The Scooch?
Simple. What is- it's the Scooch.
Okay, so what? I can't. I have to do this. Whip it.
All right. Yeah, let's all do it. Yeah, you put it in his mouth. Mm. Here. Do you want some on your nipples, Tinker, yes, Tinkerbell? Please.
Cankerbell.
Yeah, I think Freckles can help you if you're okay with that. You okay with that?
I'm fine with
that.
Well,
you've got two, and
she
we've
does
got
have some great boobies.
Yeah, there we go.
Damn. All right, hang on.
Yeah.
Too bad this is just audio because this looks great.
Right. Okay, he's licking the whipped cream
in
off of her nipple.
Swallow.
Nice. Wow. Well done. Oh, and that There's nipple big. Got
Look
hard.
At that thing.
All right, Jack.
Oh, shit.
Get on it.
I know my business.
Pony up.
Business. You know you're... Whoa!
Whoa, wow. You don't have to knock
mic.
Everything over.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. My turn.
Ow.
I think my nipple you likes know, whipped cream.
Oh, he's better some. When...
Oh, shit. Sounds. I'm a sloppy eater.
Nope. I think she's got it all.
Got it all.
Nice.
Take
she
it all.
Make sure she takes all the cream. All
right. So, here we go. We have... Hot chocolate.
Oh, nice.
And your favorite, Mr. Freckles.
Oh, God, no.
Fireball.
Okay.
You talked about this earlier. I'm like, that might work.
Maybe. We'll see. Let's
cinnamon.
Try it.
That's like it's like a Mexican hot chocolate.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, and I like Mexican hot chocolates.
Interesting.
Yeah? Yeah.
Maybe this is the real Abuela's recipe.
Maybe so.
With Fireball, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm macking on that. Macking on that. Yeah, right. So,
that's all right.
It's good.
So
that's
I like to like have balance. I think that in this world we have started, unfortunately, you know, the pendulum swing of feminism has been...
Can I point something out right now?
What?
You're in your PJs, but you have your heels on. Big sparkly heels.
Right, because
that's epic.
It's the glitter episode.
Oh, okay, carry on.
Sunshine.
Yeah, do you like
lollipops
these pants?
And
yeah, I want to rip them off and do you.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jack Cracker.
The Jack Cracker goes back to Jack.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that thing was.
Yes. Oh, so
that's
we
the Jack Cracker.
We play a game.
Every
whoever, because we haven't slept together yet. So
nope.
Whoever propositions the person first gets the
or
naked
some
trophy.
Reference to the fact that we haven't.
Yeah, that we haven't done
at
an
first.
I haven't slept with him, and you haven't slept with him.
No, but
wow, this may be the
you know,
most people in a room.
First.
Yeah,
that's I'm in a room full of people I haven't slept with.
What? What?
I know.
Crazy Whoa. Town.
I like to keep it that way.
Yeah. All right. All right. So I think that we have in the pendulum swing of fighting for equal rights for women and just minorities in general. I think that we've had. A vilification of single white men. You know, it's almost like in society, you have to have a woman to validate you in so many arenas.
Yeah.
And I have issues with that because if we're going to have equality and an egalitarian society, then we need to have both sides represented, respected,
especially
and loved.
Especially with family members.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we have a single male on the podcast today as well to
we
counteract
do.
Your unicorn-ness.
Yes.
Pretty fresh still, but yes, yeah. I am officially single.
Yeah.
And we are great friends, and we hung out the other day all day long, and we're just didn't work out with us.
She's a lovely,
She's
lovely
a
girl.
Gal.
I love Cupcake.
She is.
And I'm still in touch with her. We have texted back and forth, and I've tried to be a support for her as well as you.
And we're
and
still working out. I did bring her into this
whole
lifestyle, this crazy, different, turn her world upside down, even though her mind was already there anyways.
Yeah.
I introduced her to it. And this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And you showed her
the
light.
She does not want to leave, and that's exactly what I want.
Good.
You know, I was afraid that she would not ever come, or that she was only here for me.
Yeah.
And that pretty much validated that fact that, no,
she's in it to win
she's
it.
In it.
Yeah.
And she loves all you guys. And so we're really making a concerted effort about making sure we both are part of the club still.
Yeah.
Are part of this group of friends. And the only way we're going to do that is if we're basically best friends.
Dude, that is the ultimate compersion. Mm-hmm. We are going to have an episode about that. Ultimate compersion. Because you want each other to be happy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're figuring out
we'll
how to navigate that.
It's still being worked on. So we're
absolutely. And it's not going to be perfect, you know, but it's another facet of a relationship. And once you guys get to a certain point, there ain't no reason why you can't knock it out again.
It's been interesting. So 6 months have gone by. That, you know, 6-7 months that we've been dating.
Right.
And I'm going back to being single again at the club, and it's different. I'm not there where I was.
Do you need
before.
Me to walk into the room and say, her?
I might need some hand holding.
Like
or my cock holding, whatever.
Like, I can do that. I'm good at holding cocks.
Yeah.
I do it gently.
I might need a wingman again. I'm.
Dude, I'm always wingmaning you. You just let me know when to turn it back on.
Not like 6-7 months.
Right, I know. I said, just let me know when you need me to turn it back on.
I'm going
to
cash in.
But, dude, I would send people to you as a couple all the time.
You did.
I just wasn't as brazen about it.
You hooked me up.
Right?
Yeah, you were a ninja about it, too.
She's a pimp.
Oh.
Straight up.
I'm a pimp mama.
So good. The one night, the rock night that your man, your husband, beat me by 0.5 vote.
I know.
On the karaoke competition.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But I got you consolatory sex.
Yes, and that was all I needed.
Good. I'm glad you got the ultimate prize. So, unicorn, bucks, lifestyle, awesome. How does it work? Okay, so that let's talk about that. So, I don't disagree with you at all. I completely two double negatives cancel each other out, make a positive. I completely agree with you that the majority of couples that enter into the lifestyle go from the fantasy of a threesome into, well, you know, we don't want to purchase a prostitute for the night. Don't really want to ask your best friend or coworker.
Right.
So they come to New Horizons and, you know.
And I'm sure, I mean, when I first came, that was what brought me in with
my boyfriend.
You were
part of a couple. Yeah.
Yes, I was. I started with my boyfriend at the time. And that's what, you know, we had talked about and thought it was so hot. And so I came in expecting that this was going to be a place where you walk into for some anonymous sex and, you know, leave and it's over.
We got
wrong.
You.
Well,
we
fooled you. There's that, but
well,
also not.
There is, but you really have to be, I mean, I found as soon as I opened my mind up, I was like, it is so much more than that.
Yeah.
Then I saw the community and I saw great friendships and relationships here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I felt almost guilty for disrespecting what actually goes on here with the thought that it was just some smutty place to go for anonymous sex.
Right.
Definitely wasn't the case. So I started with my boyfriend, then he went away for some time on a trip, and he gave me a hall pass with one particular person,
because
we had played with this person's wife. So he gave me a hall pass, and when I acted on the hall pass while he was gone, he
freaked,
had a big problem with it.
What?
Big problem with it.
Okay, that's called cognitive dissonance.
Yes. There's
bullshit.
A whole bunch of words for that. That's a term for him for sure. But so it was okay for me to watch him play with others, but he didn't want to watch me play with others, and he didn't want me to play with anyone else. And I'm like, well, wait, that no, not really going to work for me.
Yeah.
So I played with my hall pass, and then I ended up playing with him and his wife for quite a while. And that's when I realized, yep, I'm a unicorn.
Nice.
And I, you know, I don't see them anymore. They live far away. I have nothing but the greatest respect for them. I love them both very much. We're just so far away from each other, don't get a chance to see each other. So coming into the club now, I'm here for the community and the socialization and,
yeah.
you know, I love getting dressed up. I put a lot of effort into it. Maybe
yeah.
not recently, but
you always look stunning walking through the door.
Why? Thank you.
You're always something awesome.
Yeah.
Like, or if you're not yet, you give her 5 minutes, go change. She's back.
Yeah.
Right.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. Nailed it. I want to address the fact that you had a couple that shepherded through you through some self-discovery.
Yes.
Because that's the benefit that I don't think people talk about a lot with this lifestyle, because, you know, we talk about how it shines a light in your corners and, you know, highlights all the shit that you need to work on. Right. But the flip side of that is that, you know, you also get those major bonuses of support. Like you're discovering too now, Captain Jack, is like people love you both, and we both we share in this community. So of course she's gonna stay. And honestly, if Cupcake hadn't come back on her own, I would have hunted that bitch down.
No, you would have kicked me out. And said, no, you
can't come back until she does.
We keep her.
Yeah. No,
can we keep her, Mom?
No, that's not true.
We get her in the breakup.
We get her.
Yeah, you get her in the breakup. No,
because I think that is something that, you know, you focus on, oh, this was really hard and this was negative and I worked through it. But, you know, I mean, you are an exemplary single male when before you hooked up with Cupcake. And, you know, you were one of the shining examples that I would point to people and say, you want to learn how to work
it's
this
true.
Lifestyle? You talk to him. Yeah, you keep crying, bitch. There's some tissues. And then, you know, you are one of the shining stars and single females, because you don't make assumptions about what's going on in a situation.
No. Yeah.
And I again am continuously shocked that you're Canadian, because a lot of them are passive aggressive. But you put it out there, and you just are like, no, I'm not putting up with this bullshit. And you have very hard lines as to what you're willing to do and what you're willing to not willing to do.
Yeah.
Because I think it's really difficult for single females to come up with that set of boundaries for themselves.
I totally agree. And, you know, Norbert, I volunteer at the club, so I do orientation. And every orientation I do, Norbert mentions how, you know, set your own boundaries and stick to them. Don't do something you're going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it every day, and I put it into practice. And, you know, some days and some nights I am better with different things than others.
Sure.
My boundaries can change.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with, you know, and I've been here for a while and I just have not played. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be times when, you know, I don't play with a lot of couples. I have to have an established connection with both.
Right.
Right. And that's, I think, maybe why couples do trust me as mm-hmm. playing with them, is mm-hmm. because I make sure the wife and I have a clear and an open dialogue before anything is to happen. Safety is a must with me, and there has to be a connection with the male as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been one person that I've played with, and it's been full swap. His wife and I hang out, have great conversations. There's a little bit of flirting and foreplay between his wife and I, but she sends him upstairs to take care of me.
Nice.
And it's such a great dynamic, because the three of us can talk about it later.
Yeah.
I mean, our pillow talk after we played last time is he was telling me about how he was going to propose to her. So it's so intimate, but I mean, and there's no, I mean, I have that emotional intimacy.
Yeah.
And I just feel that I, you know, that's why I'm single. I don't need that. I get those needs met.
Yeah.
And
you got your freedom.
Yeah. And I have my freedom. I don't have to tell someone when I got home or why it took me an extra 20 minutes at the grocery store. I don't have to answer to anybody. I do me.
Nice.
And, by doing me, I think I am setting a good example for my kid as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So he's going to be an independent young man that's very capable.
Yeah.
And will respect women, because it's not about demanding respect, it's commanding respect. And I think that's by leading or living by your word.
Yeah.
And showing that.
Yeah. And being authentic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
absolutely.
Huge. That's huge. And you're getting back in the saddle, so this is going to be an interesting progression for you. So have you played yet?
Lightly,
but nothing,
yeah.
Nothing major.
Last night, it was Sunday, so last night there was a party. Yeah, a new couple, actually. It was awesome.
Yeah. And how did you go about navigating that? Because people get freaked out about single males. I think that as a single female, you have it a lot easier in this lifestyle because you're being sought out.
Definitely.
Let me make this point, and then I want to come back to you. When Freckles and I do, at every open house, we do a lifestyle 101 workshop, and it's a round robin discussion where we talk about basically our experience. We give them a rundown of definitions, and it's lifestyle 101 crammed into an hour.
Right.
So it's a shot in the arm of boom, boom, boom. And then they also get the Norbert and his beautiful wife talk as far as, you know, what this is, what the club's about, whereas we take it more from the lifestyle aspect.
Right.
And what I have found, I have a very clear message. We have singles here. That's probably why we're here, is to fulfill that fantasy. They are not a vibrator. They are not a toy. You can't just
thank
use
you
them.
For saying that.
I do every goddamn time. And when I've actually had couples come up to me later and say, oh my God, that's how we were totally talking about it. And
right.
I said, you can't just use them and put them back in your drawer. That's not how this works. They are a human being and you will treat them with respect. And I don't give them an option. This isn't, you know, fun Miss Jenga time. She's being funny and ha ha ha.
There's
it's
no
a
negotiation.
Smackdown. There's yeah. no negotiation, because I'm happy to take somebody to the carpet for that shit. Because as far as I'm concerned, again, in society, people who are not validated by a relationship are treated as second class citizens, and that needs to stop.
For sure.
Because there's a lot of reasons why people make those choices or not. You know, sometimes it's circumstance. And what are you doing judging? Shut up.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't happen always, but there is a rare occasion where that you get involved with a couple that you're playing with, and all of a sudden, okay, it's just us now.
Right.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah.
And you're just, okay.
Yeah. So what I try and do is give people the language for that. That needs to be part of the boundaries and negotiations before you even go upstairs.
It's
and
a tough one to talk about, though.
It is, but you know
you're
what?
Assuming a lot is going to happen.
But how is that? It's your aftercare.
Yeah.
You know, and as a single person.
It's your warm, fuzzy blanket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a single person and as a married couple, both parties need to take responsibility for what do we all need after this occurs?
Right.
Do we want to be in contact later on? Do we want to be able to talk about this? Did we get each other's contact information? You know, and some of that is housekeeping and could be kind of weird. But, you know, a sexy way to say that is like, you know what? I really love to snuggle for about 20 minutes after I'm done. Is that something that you guys are willing to do for me? You know, and if not, deals off, because they're going to treat you like meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deals off. Fuck that shit.
Ask about a back rub.
Back rub, yeah.
So is there a back rub in it for me?
Awesome. See, and that's something you can do too, because you can just throw that in there, and it's a serious ask, but it comes off as a just sort of
playful,
like an icebreaker kind of playful thing.
I like back rubs after sex. What do you like?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And if they're like, no, we're totally not into that. We're totally just, you know, we're going to go stand in the refrigerator for a while.
I have a theory about this.
Well, I'm not really cool with that.
I think some couples treat the pillow talk, the after the fun time talk, as being more intimate
than the actual act.
That's definitely true. Yes.
So
yes.
You're okay. So what? You shared bodies. Great. That was a blast. I can't share this other part. And maybe they don't understand that or going into it, but that, you know, you can't be here.
Right.
Now.
That's not okay.
It's not okay, but if it's negotiated, it's one of those hard ones to negotiate.
I know. I understand, and what I'm kind of getting at is if you go into a situation and
agreed upon. I don't like negotiation.
True, that's true. You don't.
So an agreement.
An agreement, or yeah, the I don't remember what the other word.
I had a dialogue.
Traded.
Yeah.
I had a dialogue with a couple, and we they communicated to me on the site through my profile, and, you know, just started a conversation, and then we moved over to texting, and we would talk,
nice.
and all the expectations and boundaries were discussed before we got together, and it wasn't until I think we'd even seen each other in a party in between, and we knew that the conversation wasn't over. So before we played, we needed to finish that. And I talked about aftercare. I talked about, submitting.
You can
and
talk
stuff
about
like that.
Shit
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
So the male in this couple is particularly dominant. And that's one of the things that attracted me to him and why I agreed to play is because he's very dominant. But one of his boundaries is that he won't flog or, you know, he won't play in that way with anyone but his wife. And I respect that totally.
Sure.
I mean, and did it take away, like, yeah, I would have liked him to flog me, but it doesn't take away from the fact that I know that that's true dominance in its purest form.
So can I ask
can I ask a quick question? Did he hold you down and call you a dirty whore?
No, he didn't.
Damn it.
Because I have...
Okay, well, here's the question I was going to ask. Did that... did that boundary sort of set off a little bit of subbiness in you?
Yes, where absolutely. You're like, where I asked for something, and
he's a guy who's gonna—he could flog the shit out of me, and he's not going to. Fuck. Yes. Oh, why am I so attracted?
Yeah, exactly. So
I kind of totally get that.
Yes. So, you know, we have played since then, and it was a great experience, and there was nothing awkward. I knew where their boundaries were. There was no sleeping with them.
Sure.
Because I do mention that. I said, so what are the sleeping arrangements after?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we do play, what are the sleeping arrangements?
Yeah, because you're a cuddle bunny.
I am a total cuddle bunny, and I'm sure everyone thinks I'm a total whore because I sleep in cuddle puddles,
but
I usually have my onesie on.
Not total. Mm-hmm.
Not a total whore. Okay.
But it's got an easy access zipper, so we don't really know.
True, true. Yeah. I don't play with toys. As soon as I hear the buzzing sound, I'm like, no.
So you're just scared? So you need somebody to hold you down and call
did
you
your notice?
Oh, my God.
Did you guys notice?
Put a Hitachi on your clit.
Did you notice? We're breaking a rule. If a guest comes on the podcast, they bring their play bag.
I don't have a
play bag. She doesn't have one.
She doesn't have a play bag.
She doesn't have a play bag.
Kind of knew that going in.
Yep. And that's okay.
Looking forward to doing a serious inspection.
I know.
Polypropylene condoms. That's my play bag. I don't play with toys.
Zing. There you go. Nice.
I don't.
Your play bag is in your pants. That's what that is. Unzip, motherfucker.
I've got, you know, like, I've got the internet.
All right.
I've got the internet, and I've got two fingers. Why do I need to buy batteries for that?
Flicking the bean.
Yep.
Nice.
Little man in a rowboat.
So what are your experience? So you it sounds like you have trouble setting agreements. Is that a difficult challenge?
No,
challenge for you?
Not trouble, because I generally, people that I pick out, whether they're single females or couples, are or some group, random group that
just comes together
come
for
whatever.
Because you do have a very nice cock. I mean, there's no shortage of invitations.
Have
for
you really had a good look at it?
I did in the shower.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we used to be shower buddies.
8 months ago.
Yeah, I know. We already talked about that, though.
Yeah.
Your dick kind of intimidates me.
Trophy's already been awarded for the show, guys.
Your dick kind of intimidates me.
Mine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I watched you throw it around a few times.
You have. You've been right there.
Yeah.
We
went. Yeah, we were voyeuring together, and mm-hmm. you joined a couple.
I'm okay. I appreciate the thought.
So you used her as the meal ticket?
I think it's completely average.
You used her as a meal ticket to get upstairs to join another couple?
No.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't like that. No, okay. We had communicated I wasn't playing at the time.
There was one night where I played with somebody earlier on. And then, we were just hanging out, and it was kind of like afterwards, and it was kind of like our own little pillow talk.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And we were cuddling up on one particular bed that was the side bed to the mirror room that has the open space there. And we watched some couples, and they... I can't remember if they invited me over or we were talking about it.
Well, no, you said, I think she needs a dick in her mouth.
Oh, that's right.
He was banging his wife doggy style, and you said...
God damn it, that spit roast is not okay. We talked about that.
Chinese finger
trap.
Hey,
you know what?
Mm-mm.
His dick, his rules. If he's willing to run that gauntlet...
All right.
No, it's more like if she's willing to go there, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, but I mean, you offered. You're like, how about this? And she's like, okay.
Yeah, so he answered for her. He's like, yeah. Yeah, she does. Stick it in her. She's like, okay. So I was like, wow.
She gave me the nod.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was open communication.
Really?
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm intimidated by it.
Why?
Well, you know
And you
me,
like chocolate.
I don't like the chocolate for the chocolate stick, though. I'm not a BBC chaser. I'm more of like an ABC.
Okay.
Like average black cock.
Right on, I got
have to talk about this offline.
So, and maybe
why?
Large penises.
Right, we can talk about it right here, right now.
But I don't think of it as large. It's very average.
No.
You're large for a Caucasian male.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate the.
Who's compliment. Not Italian.
How you doing?
Fuck.
No, you still don't have it yet.
Well,
I'm working on it.
Yeah, there are a few intimidating penises around here.
There's one that's like a fucking baby arm, man.
Yeah? I got hit
I've
with one it. One time. He turned around from the frog chair, and I walked too close, and it was just like, whap. I'm like, holy crap. That thing is huge.
Swinger problems. Boop, 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 boop.
I know. Yeah, step back and think about that conversation.
Don't just let it roll over you. It's a beautiful thing.
Just wash over.
Okay, so peach. So you don't have problems talking about agreements.
Not really. No. Okay. Not really. Because the people I pick out, I vet people fairly well.
Sure.
Beforehand.
Sure.
Unless we're upstairs, you got your pair. Kind of roll over, and some girl's like, "Hey, how you doing?" Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." But beforehand, you know, just at the party or whatever, I do a lot of talking. We've talked about this before. About
he works the room.
Yeah, he does. He's good at it, though.
I try my best.
And you ping the guys first, right? You follow that rule of thumb of bromance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but last night, okay, so I broke one of our own rules. Because I haven't been single in a long time.
Right.
And I forgot my regimen of how I go through and do things.
Oops. To make
everything's right. So I talked to this couple. I've been talking to her. And he's talking to somebody else on the side, and it's just the two of us, me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start talking about, so your experiences, what are your rules, and blah, blah, blah. And like, oh.
Because
she actually reminded me, you know, we need to have him in this conversation.
Nice.
And, good for her.
And wow. I was like, well,
new. That's
because she's a new. Yeah, because it was a second time at the club.
I picked some really cool people here because she said that. But then it's like, oh, facepalm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of my main rules.
But did you tell her that?
I discussed that with, and I right from there, like, I just broke one of my old rules.
Yeah.
I'm rusty.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. Baby
well,
steps.
What a beautiful thing. See, and that's what I'm talking about. Those little shepherds that show up to lead you through the phase.
And they're brand new. I mean,
this is their second
night,
party. Yeah.
And they've talked about doing this for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course.
Finally
did
some research, and they haven't ever done what we did last night. And it was really cool to be a first time part of that.
Yeah.
And it was light. It was it was light, soft. Soft.
Nice. Soft. See, and I, as a staff member, I really shy away from fresh meat, just because I can't have any drama. And sometimes people don't really present who they are until a couple parties in.
Yeah.
So I have to be really cautious about that because I don't want shit blown up. So, you know, some people aren't ready and they think they are, and then it happens.
And I think for people that are thinking about coming and are worried that they're going to be viewed as fresh meat.
Thank you.
Could be intimidating. And it's so not the case because you know, first time I meet someone, no, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Like I need to see.
There is a tendency
pattern.
Though, walking around, oh, they're brand new. And you know, there is that fresh
checking
meat,
them out.
Check them out type of thing. But it's not like,
it's not predatorial.
They get you know, it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's talked amongst people who are there. Oh, check out that new couple. Oh, they're hot.
Ooh, well, it was really funny. There's a couple that comes to club on a regular basis now, and they totally became introverted their first night here. They're extroverts, but they became introverted their first night here because they really believed that they were going to get bombarded. And I was talking to them at breakfast the next morning, and I was like, "How'd your first night go? I know you guys were nervous, blah, blah, blah." And they were like, we wound up not playing with anybody because we didn't work the room, and like people were looking at us and checking us out, but nobody even approached us. And I said, "Yeah, because you had your shields up." So you set that boundary of sitting over at a table in the corner and not interacting with people, and that's what happens. So, you know.
If I say a couple words to you and you don't really respond in kind and say more than that,
I'm out.
It doesn't matter how hot you are.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
or at least
move on.
Return the compliment of saying, you know, hey. I mean, there has to be something.
Yeah.
But they thought it was hilarious because they were assuming that they'd, you know, get fucked upside down and one and down the other, and then they didn't, and then they were like, "Well, how does this work?" And I'm like, "Here's how it works.
How does this work?
Yeah,
if that's what you want, go to a house party. If not, then
So those are really good things for people to hang on to. You know, talk to the you create a relationship with a female.
Yes,
yeah,
it was very important for me to do so because. I respect their relationship.
Right.
And I also need to know that she is totally cool and trusting with me.
Yeah.
Because I do not want to be, you know, the source of anyone's negative feelings or regrets. So I need to make sure that they're okay with it first.
Yeah. That makes sense. And then have you had any, because that's the other thing too that I hear sometimes is single females that have negative experience with wives.
Yep.
That they have the cognitive dissonance and they say one thing and don't really mean it. So how do you deal with that?
Well, I had a situation where it was kind of reversed, where my ex played with a single female.
Right.
And actually, she wasn't single, but anyways, there was just...
She acted like a single female.
She acted like a single female, and she treated me like crap. She, just her communication was not with me at all. She wouldn't even look at me when she talked to me. And then when, after she played with him, anytime that she would see him, she would just be all over him.
Right.
And there was not a dialogue beforehand. And if, or she would wait till he got up away from the table and then she would go and greet him in the lobby. Mm-hmm. So I knew what bothered me as being the partner. Mm-hmm. And I remember how that made me feel. So I'm very conscious of that fact.
Nice.
And, you know, only approach them together. Mm-hmm. And to, it's like the affection has to be equally shared. Sure. I wouldn't just go up and hug him and like fist bump her or anything.
Right.
So I really took what I learned on being in a relationship, dealing with single females and to carrying it forward this way. So.
Nice. So instead of just getting really negative and pushing all that angst and anger on that one person, you decided to just open it up
and say, you know what? It. This it's is not how, worth how, it.
Yeah. I don't want to be treated this way, so I'm not going to act this way.
Yeah.
Nice. So you mentioned something about costumes. Let's talk about fun glitter stuff.
Oh my God. This place, my wardrobe is relatively simple with corporate wear and yoga mom weekend pants and way too many hoodies. And then I found this place.
Oops.
Yeah. Lingerie up the wazoo, fishnets, there's sparkles, wigs, makeup kits, multiple travel makeup kits, accessories. I'm allergic to most accessories, so I have to be very careful what jewelry I wear.
Right.
But
the costumes are your toys.
Latex paints?
Yes, latex
paints. Uh-huh. You painted her up for freckles, a party one time.
Painted lollipops on
She's
my
an
boobs.
Amazing artist.
Mm. Yes. They didn't last very long.
Weird.
Everybody wanted to lick my lollipops. La, 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 la. And then... So, and then on the glow party, I transformed my breasts into eyes. So my nipples were the pupils and I got two different artists to do different sides of my body.
That was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was pretty cool and pretty fun. And, but usually like I know the calendar in advance and I see what parties are coming up.
Yeah.
And I must have, by the time the actual party comes up, I must have three different outfits I could wear.
Nice.
Now my closet is 3/4 club wear.
And a quarter corporate.
Yeah. So I'm like.
You're doing you.
I am doing me.
Yeah.
My heel collection is ridiculous. When I left my husband and became a single woman, I had 4 pairs of shoes. Now I have 4 pairs of black heels.
Nice.
And it's crazy. I think I've gone way overboard with it.
Nice. And how has your wardrobe expanded?
Meh. You guys know me. I'm not much into the costuming. Dating
cupcake,
my lady, Cupcake for a while. She definitely dressed me up real well.
Yeah, she did.
She was all about the costuming. I'm like, great. I'm along for the ride. That's awesome. Yay.
Are you going to continue that, do you think, or no?
I don't know. I just don't put a whole lot of thought into that.
Sure.
Part
that
of
kind
club.
Of.
I make sure I come
take
to club.
I take offense to that. As a single woman, you know how hard we work? Do you get how hard
I
you work
do.
And you
I,
show
I
up
see
in
it.
Your
and
gym?
And that's why I don't want to do it. It's a lot of work. And I can come to club and I can dress up very nice.
Do you? Okay.
Keep it up. This is fine.
I appreciate really nice. That. But do you think your personality is really that awesome that you don't even have to wear a t-shirt for the
Ouch.
Theme? I love you. I love you to bits, but... Just guys in general who show up in the same crap that
Maybe
they went out
to
watch a game.
No, I'm more of a club wear. Like if I'm going out to a dance club or if I'm going out for a fancy dinner or whatever, I generally dress up a little bit. I mean, you disagree.
If you consider a button-up shirt that doesn't button up all the way or that has roll-up sleeves with buttons that hold the sleeves rolled up,
ones. They're not... They're not your average everyday ones. Anyways, we're
fishnets. Stay ups.
You want me to wear fishnets on?
No. I'm talking about you guys put on your same old socks, same shoes, same jeans. You change the shirt. Okay, but we have, we go
change
from,
underwear every once in a while.
Do you buy special underwear to come here?
It's typically no underwear.
Okay. Do you know how many pairs of underwear we buy? that have to match the bra, because we don't really do that during the week. But when you come to club, you have to make sure that everything
Thank
coordinates.
God, I don't have to do that.
So I'm just going to say as well, this was fucking hilarious, by the way. Thank you so much. I was just like, fucking game on. I'm putting my microphone down. Let's have at it. Yeah.
Ding, ding. Drink some of that hot chocolate.
Back to your corners. I will say that our club really promotes people wearing whatever they're comfortable in.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
But Sprinkles and I are the showgirls for the club. And I love the fact, I appreciate how many ladies have gotten on board our peacock train. With the glitter and the sunshine and the bullshit, because when I first started working at the club, like, she and I would get dressed up and we would be the only ones in the room.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. But it was like,
and there was this a fair amount of stink eye.
There was.
There's
there
a was. Fair amount of stink eye about yeah. it. Like, what are you doing?
The
like,
first,
oh, you work
the
here.
The first
oh,
party mm. that I did, yeah. like, a character at was yeah. A mock Christmas party after Christmas yeah. that we it was the first year they did the 6-day party afterwards, and we dressed up as slutty elves and we walked around the room like we were on vacation and we were here to get some tail, and just hilarious little scenes all over the place, and like the thigh highs and the whole tight sweater, boobs hanging out, the big makeup, the big hair, whatever. And as we've seen it progress, the funny thing is like now we get to the point where I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do for this party? Because our goal is always to be overdressed so nobody feels like they're overdressed. It's like we take it to, we turn it up to 11 because we don't want anybody to ever feel uncomfortable.
Right.
So we do the big platform glitter boots. We do the big wigs. We do the whole nine yards and the characters and make it around the room and compliment people's costumes and stuff like that. And damn, I tell you what, the Midsummer's Night Dream Party that we had this year,
yeah,
like,
there's a fair amount of competition.
She and I wore ball gowns this year.
Yeah.
And I am fucking glad we did, because like the costumes that we wore last year would not have cut it, because there were people that were better dressed than the shit that we wore last year.
Yeah. That was a fun party.
And that just makes my heart sing. Yeah. So keep your jeans on, honey. It's okay. Just let the showgirls take care of it.
Well, I got to keep my clothes on and parts of me intimidate her.
Oh my God. You're
going
to hear
You're
going to
use that against her?
If he could.
Would it,
and he would,
I would
use
it against
me and rub it up and down.
Exactly, right?
Stick
use it against her. Use it inside her. Whatever.
I've heard stories about that part of your body.
Zing.
Uh-oh.
What, titty fucking?
No.
Wait,
no?
What?
Down south.
Oh.
My vajayjay.
No, you've told me. That's
your pussy.
You've
what
told
is it?
Me the stories about it.
My vajayjay.
What is it? Yeah, we don't use Oprah words here.
What?
What's the story, Morning Glory?
That it's nice and tiny and small and awesome.
Nice.
Aww.
Well, he was talking to people at the front desk. He's like, she's got quite the following. She's highly sought after here. I'm like, oh,
wait, who said that?
No. He did. He was trying to. He's my wingman. And I'm like,
Captain
no.
Jack.
No.
Wingman the
no.
shit out of that.
3 o'clock in the morning. I'm about ready to leave. And you're talking about, oh, yeah, there's somebody over here that say, hey, you come wake me up. Somebody over there. We can wake me up. And you are sought after.
Right?
Own it.
Do you have the evidence every night you're here?
I know, but that's and I
that's
and
not
I appreciate
people she wants
it.
To play with.
But I mean,
nap.
It. I'm not,
not
playing at all right now, and the people that are close to me understand that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm here socially right now.
Yep.
And I've got to. I need to be in the right space, just as I, you know, preach that to anybody that's actively playing. You got to be in the right space. You guys have your own rules. If you're not okay, you don't play.
Yep.
Well, right if now,
you're not okay.
My relationship with myself, I'm not okay. So I need to get to that place. And it's reassuring to know that I still got game when I have the invitations.
Because you've remained flirty, and I've really appreciated
that.
And it's amped up your game, because you're like, everybody knows that, I mean, that know you real well, you're not playing. Your play partners that you play with, you're not playing. Are you kidding me? That makes you 10 times more attractive.
Yeah.
Right?
You can you can have it if you can grab it. I can run fast.
Yeah.
Because I hide. I tend.
Yeah, you do.
I get.
You do. You disappear sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, and if it's too much for me, if I feel too much energy coming towards me, then I feel that I need to retreat and run.
Yeah.
Then I do. I mean, I'll go and seek out a place where I feel that the energy is a little more calming. Because sometimes the parties can get intense. And if I'm ready for that, it's great. The energy's great. We laugh. We have such a good time. And sometimes I need more like of a pub night where I just relax on a couch.
Well, you came and hung out with me out in the yurt over Halloween because it was too much.
Yeah, there's too many.
Which is, you know, after I went inside and realized that, oh my God, I could have been in that building for 6 hours, I realized that I set up the yurt as kind of a retreat for myself on that busy night after you said that.
Yeah.
Because I'm an extrovert, but I need my fucking downtime.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need my downtime.
And the preparation that you guys must do for the party is insane. So you must be exhausted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for recognizing that.
No, absolutely.
Appreciate it. So, all right. Any final words of wisdom? Here's my word of wisdom. We didn't get to talk about stories. We'll have to do that next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did a little story time.
Poopsicles. Well, I was going to tell them about the Chinese fire drill
at my birthday party. Oh, yeah. Well, no, that'll stay. That'll keep.
Okay.
Believe me, that will
keep. I made up a new game.
That will keep.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's my pro tip for being a showgirl at a sex club. Always leave a glitter trail where you go.
Yes.
I put glitter on my lips. I have this special formula. It's not for sale on the market. And I have, it's a stripper trick that I learned from some burlesque dancers. And I can make that little beautiful craft micro glitter stick to my lips. And most of the time, it'll stay on at least through dinner. I might have to touch it up depending on what's for dinner.
Yeah.
But I do eat glitter for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your to tell you sparkles. That it's you can always tell who I was loving
yes,
on.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've never noticed that.
Oh, dude, there's so much glitter in your fucking beard every week. You don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I've gone to work and like on a Tuesday, people are like,
glitter on your face.
Do you have
Panda calls it the mark of the beast?
Do you have glitter? Like, yeah, probably.
Yeah. So what
am I? Get that? I don't know if you're old enough.
I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe me.
Yeah, would not. You would not believe me.
I've used that line.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend? I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe me.
Yeah. So yeah, I left a trail of glitter on one of my regular play partners, and he had family dinner the next day and nice. Had scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed and still didn't get all the glitter off. And his mother looked at him and said,
"What were they doing looking at his penis?
Were you just at a strip club last night?" No, I was not. And his sister then chimed in, "Yes, you were. Where the hell else would you get that glitter?" He goes, "I don't know. I was hanging out with friends." But I was not hanging out with a stripper.
Perfect.
Or any strippers.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's your pro showgirl tip?
It's not really a tip. It's just communication. Know your boundaries. Find out your partner's boundaries.
Yeah. What's your glitter tip?
Oh, my glitter tip?
Like, what's your showgirl tip for dressing up and being a peacock?
Being a peacock.
Which I know female peacocks aren't that fancy, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Get over it.
Okay, pro tip. Duct tape can be your friend.
We're going to leave it at that. Thank you so much for listening to the O-Face Podcast.
Where can people find us?
You can find us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com. We will read every email that comes in, and we might read some of them on the air.
If you label it as okay to be read.
Please to do this, yes. You can follow us on Twitter, @theofacepodcast. You can find all of our episodes and other things at TheOFacePodcast.com. We're also on iTunes. Please review us. Please rate us.
Rate us.
The Kisses for Stars program is in full effect.
Yep.
Although we have yet to have anybody claim that prize. So, maybe be the first. Rate us and find us. And
the kisses can go anywhere.
And
pretty much. What, you're just up in the ante.
Length per kiss is variable.
It depends on the quality of the review.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So yes. If Baby Arm Man gave an awesome review and asked to kiss him on his baby arm.
That's another podcast.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm Miss Jenga.
Captain Jack.
And Freckles.
And
thank you, Kinkerbell.
Kinkerbell, thanks for being here. Keep it sexy.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Where's your dipstick?
Wait, damn.
My dipstick?
Yeah, where is your dipstick?
It's on your lipstick.
Ah, snap.
That's why I don't like wearing lipstick.
Because you leave a trail? See, I do. I go full retard with my lipstick because then I put the glitter on the lips.
Yes,
and then,
you do.
And then it's like, then you could tell where I've been. It takes a lot to get glitter off of dicks. I've been told. But you try it. I do.
I think I may have a gem just then. I'm going to stop recording because it's not going to get any better than that.